Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Diane Toomey. ...132 years ago this week, beachgoers in Atlantic City, New Jersey strolled onto the world's first boardwalk. Train conductor Alexander Boardman came up with the boardwalk idea. He was looking for a way to keep vacationers from tracking sand into his railroad cars. Hotel owners, sick of sweeping sand out of their lobbies, liked the idea too. So in 1870, half of Atlantic City's yearly tax revenue went into constructing the walkway out of 12-foot-long planks. At first, the walk was a temporary structure, 10 inches above the beach and taken up and stored away each winter. Then in 1916, boards were set in a herringbone pattern upon the existing steel and concrete pilings, and lanes were established to control traffic. People paid to be pushed around in rolling chairs, and starry-eyed lovers ambled next to taffy-munching tots, all caught up in the energy of the place. Railings kept the distracted from accidental tumbles onto the beach. Today, the well-worn planks sit 10 feet over the hot sand and stretch 4 miles in length. Recent controversy focuses on how best to replace damaged planks. While some argue for long-lasting Brazilian hardwoods, rainforest advocates call for options like southern yellow pine. Still other folks prefer artificial timber products made from locally recycled plastics. So someday, maybe boardwalk splinters could be a thing of the past, just like the vaudeville stars and wool bathing suits that used to fill Atlantic City. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.